Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 290, top of the day to you, Steph.
290?
Yeah, 290.
10 to go and we're the big 300. Party time.
Excellent.
Really glad you got that one.
Yeah. You know, today I was trying to think of a quiz.
Yeah.
And you know when you just your mind goes absolutely blank about, mm-hmm. you know, a title
everything.
Or
yeah.
whatever, and you're like, know what it is.
Yeah.
Why am I not?
It's like when you're in a job interview and you're like, your mouth keeps moving, but your brain is like, what is that word?
It's not the word.
That's really, really important word. And your mouth just keeps trying to circumnavigate until you come up to it and you think, what have I said? Because I'm not listening to what I say.
Because I'm thinking about
a word that I can't think of.
Yeah, that's like being on radio.
Hmm.
When you're trying to do something.
Yeah.
Like fix something because you can see that maybe the next thing's not going to play.
Yeah.
So you have to like talk until you figure it out and you're like, don't know what I'm saying.
Put a song on.
Well, no, I can't because it's not going to play.
Shame.
Yeah.
Sing for them. Karaoke time. Call in for karaoke.
Yeah, maybe
it's the phone. Your turn now.
The phone might work, so that might work out well. Watching suggestions, got a few. There was one that I forgot about last week. You know how you were like, I've got one. And then one I forgot. I forgot one last week myself. And I remembered it this week. I was like, oh, why didn't I? So I'll
why
talk
didn't
about
you?
I'll
do
be
it now.
Right now. Oh, no, we can't.
Got news first.
Yeah, we got the news.
Yeah. I've got two things that I've watched.
Well, then we're
for watching suggestions. I'm prepared, organized,
so ready. News time. Starting off with some things that you won't be liking.
Yeah, go for it.
So you know how the whole Scandoval thing happened, mm-hmm. and now everybody knows the names of all the Vanderpump people.
Yes.
Ariana Maddox is one of them, and she is now going to be in Dancing with the Stars.
Yep, it has been announced. Was rumored for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Season 32.
Holy moly.
Now, that has not been going for 32 years, so they must be doing two seasons a year, surely.
If not three.
Yeah, maybe. How many celebrities are there?
That is exactly what I was just thinking. I'm like, imagine the people that they'd be getting.
Well, yeah, you can.
I think Ariana Maddox is the only non-Housewives Bravo celebrity.
Right.
Bravo-leb or whatever they call
yes.
them. Yes. Who's gone at Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's hit the big time.
She's hit
the big time.
I mean, she has entered payday from this split and Scandival. She's signing deals left, right and centre. And what's really fun is the cheater, Sandoval, wouldn't move out of their house, so she filmed a whole bunch of commercials in their house, making money off his thing.
Amazing.
Just to annoy him.
That's great. Look, if you have to, you have to, right? Dancing with the Stars, here we go.
Kind of interested to watch.
Do you even think it's on here?
Nah. I think we'd only get the Australian one.
And is the Australian one, does that exist anymore?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
We'll never know. There's no way of finding out.
No, there's nothing called the internet.
Called the internet. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is a television program.
Mm-hmm.
And it started filming again.
Yes, cameras picked back up.
So they're basically doing what they did for Vanderpump, right?
Well,
is that right?
Yes, that is the rumor that's out there. So background story why cameras picked up was long resident of Beverly Hills Housewives.
Aaron Spelling. Oh.
No. Kyle Richards.
Yes, yes.
She's been there from day dot.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't announced it, but a split from her husband and is dating a country and western singer. I think we spoke about this last week.
Yeah, you spoke about it last week.
So the confusion rumor is now, are they trying to one-up Sandoval?
Well, this is something that I saw because she has acknowledged that her and her husband have had a rough year.
Yes.
And then this was a statement. In fact, it was on their Instagram page.
Yeah.
In regards to the news that came out about us today, any claims regarding us divorcing are untrue. However, we have had a rough year. The most challenging one of our marriage. But we love and respect each other tremendously. There has been no wrongdoing on anyone's part. Do you want to read here?
Can I read between the lines for that one?
Okay.
What that actually means is we've had a really tough year and we've split. We're seeing other people, or maybe someone has had an affair, but we're not going to tell you because it's part of the show.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. They said, although we're in the public eye, we ask you to let us be able to work out through our issues privately.
So, although we're in the public eye, we want to release this as the season finale.
We are contracted.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. So that's, I don't know. Season 13 is expected to start airing before the end of this year, but they're still filming, what would you call it, 12 encore? Season 12 encore?
I think they'll do exactly what they did with Vanderpump Rules. And cameras picked up, and then the cast essentially went into reunion filming the next week or 2 weeks after. So I think they're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, all right. Watch this space. Not that you can, because this is an audio medium where it's just our voices.
But you're very welcome to just stare at your phone and the logo.
Yeah.
Watch this logo.
As we start talking about Javier Bardem, who is a Spanish actor. You'd know him if you saw him, or you just know him. Anyway, he's joining Brad Pitt in a movie about F1, which is Formula One racing for Apple Studios. So Brad is going to be the main star, and he is like this, playing a former driver who's coming back to this fictional team that's like a whole heap of letters.
Anyway, called Ferrari.
It's called APXGP.
Stupid. Name. Absolutely. Should have gone with Ferrari.
Ferrari's way better. So F1 themselves, like that company, are in collaboration with Apple Studios to make this.
Yeah.
So they actually started filming over the weekend, and they were filming in the British Grand Prix at Silverstone because they wanted actual proper footage.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Brad's probably gallivanting there, pretending to
walk around with a helmet under his arm.
Yeah, well, he can't wear it because then you won't know it's him.
You won't know it's him. And he's the former driver, so he's not allowed to put it on and pretend.
He's not going
to
be a driver.
He has to hand that helmet on.
Oh, yeah, it's a passing of a torch, except the torch isn't. It's a helmet.
It's not the car keys. No, just the helmet.
It's just the car keys. Yeah. Ice Cube is a type of frozen water or other liquids.
Yeah, in a square 3D form.
That's right. Mm. Yeah, and it usually comes out of a freezer. If it doesn't, then it's probably just water.
Yeah.
And it's also an actor slash rapper.
Yes.
Let's talk about the latter.
The rapping.
Not the ladder, the latter.
Yeah.
Ice Cube and Dave Bautista. Do you remember Dave Bautista's going to be in The Killers Game? That weird one about the veteran assassin who's like, I've been diagnosed with some sort of life-threatening illness, so I want my colleagues to kill me instead of going out that way. And then
death
suddenly,
by colleague.
Yeah. And then suddenly it's like, actually, no, it was a misdiagnosis. You're going to be fine. He's like, well, how do I stop all these hitmen from
hitting me?
Exactly. So Ice Cube, I'm assuming, is going to be one of his former colleagues.
Fun.
I'd actually really like the idea of that
really
movie.
Yeah, I really like the idea of that too.
We'll have to keep an eye on it. But as casting comes out, then maybe they're getting close to production time. Do you want to hear all about the things what I've been watching?
Yeah, I do.
Let's get into some watching suggestions then.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right, so the thing that I had forgotten that I was watching.
Love the forgotten things.
Because yours last week was Glamorous.
Glamorous. And I forgot that. Kind of purposely, I think.
Oh,
I didn't enjoy.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, I watched on Amazon, Shiny Happy People, Dug a Family Secrets.
Oh.
This was...
Tell me more.
They were from 16 Kids and Counting, I think it was called, and then they ended up having 19 kids.
Yeah, they had to keep changing the title of the show.
Because the parents kept having children. It was for TLC.
Yes.
There were a lot of those sort of programs.
Yeah, John and Kate plus eight. And
yeah, and the one, the Roloff family.
Yes,
on the
Little
farm.
People, Big World.
That's it. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of time has passed and I had forgotten that actually any of those shows existed, even though they were on TV all the time and we watched a fair bit of it.
Yeah.
Gave me a shock. It has to be. Is it Chester or Bling? Well, we got into trouble. We started recording this without Chester in the room. So he went to the door, screamed really loudly. Steph hit the roof.
Yeah.
And now he's inside.
Heart rate's going quite high.
Hey, bud. Hey, bud.
And now that he's a cat, well, because he's a cat, he needs to go back out again.
He'd been in the room for 4.8 seconds.
Hurry up and let me in. I want to go out.
Yeah.
It's that. Anyway, the Duggars, right? So they were a very, they were from Arkansas or something like that, religious family where the parents were like, we have to reproduce, God told us to. I think it was that kind of, like it was a calling kind of thing. I think that's what it
was. Yes, it was a very, how do you explain it? Very strict secular Christianity.
If I could sing a song from Monty Python's The Meaning of Life,
yes.
I think probably if they had watched that movie, they would probably identify with this song. Every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is good. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Yep.
And so they had 19 kids and now a couple of the kids... Daughters.
Yes.
And do you remember there was a cousin Amy?
Yes, I do remember.
And a few other uncles and aunts and people who were in the show end up...
leaving.
Yeah, exactly. And they are part of this documentary, which it not only explores what was going on behind the scenes, why people weren't happy, why people potentially were happy, why potentially the show went as long as it did.
Interesting.
And also the church that they were involved in and probably still are. And
yeah, I can't imagine the parents ever leaving.
No, because she's got that hair. She's got big hair. I watched 3 episodes. There's more. The reason I stopped was because some of it's like a bit icky and I just went...
Icky in what way?
All I'll say is Josh Duggar.
Yes, I know that story.
So I decided that I had gotten enough out of it that I wanted to watch and learn about, and then I just let it go. But it is really interesting.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
100%.
See.
Because I watched the original show out of pure curiosity.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
and
did.
And I kept thinking, when are we going to get that little snippet of, now I see what's going on.
I think it might have been Cousin Amy, right?
Yeah.
She was there as the person who was more, she was not part of that world.
She wasn't part of the church,
she was just
close to the family.
Yep.
And I think she was definitely brought in by producers at a time that maybe they were getting a bit of criticism.
Potentially. Oh, yeah.
And they thought, hang on, we've got to bring someone else in here who completely accepts them.
Yeah. So that's a really interesting Doco, especially hearing her, Amy, and old family friends of the Duggars, the parents, and also there's at least one daughter.
Yeah.
I think there's another one in there as well, but yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
And all the children's names started with a J.
Yeah.
Because the dad would start with a J, not the mum. Get rid of her.
Michelle and Jim Bob. So that was the thing that I forgot to talk about last week. Have you been watching?
Well, I've been watching the latest season of The Great Australian Bake Off.
Me too.
What, you have?
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, what's not to love about that show?
So good.
Because
Natalie Tran is now on it.
I know.
We discovered her on YouTube. She had a channel, maybe it's still there, called The Community Channel.
Yeah.
And she would do these comedy skits where she literally played every character.
So good.
She was so good.
So this season, They've got new hosts. They've got new judges. They say they've got new contestants, but they always do. But what was so lovely about the beginning was everything just fits into the mold of the Great British Bake Off and the Great Australian Bake Off. So even though things have changed, it still has that really beautiful feel of a magical country setting. Like, whose property is this? Because it's stunning.
Everyone's really nice to each other. There's nobody in there going, well, I'm not here to make friends.
There's no one there. Everything in the kitchen is colourful.
Yep.
You know, but what I do find funny, they have this really sweet, authentic way of everything is decanted into glass jars. And, you know, even the thickened cream, it's been decanted into a jar that someone has labelled thickened cream. So they're clearly trying to get this feel of it. But just slightly out of focus is the branded
Very clever.
Okay, so there's a guy like shaking walnuts out of a glass jar.
Yes,
but the almonds are sitting in a packet.
Yeah, right, so, okay.
You know, sponsorships all the way through. It's just quite funny where I'm like.
I wonder if that's what it's like on the British one. I haven't noticed. I haven't watched one for a little while.
Well, I know that everything's decanted, but I haven't. I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Just really quickly, Cal Wilson is the other new host, and Rachel Koo is a judge, and Darren I hadn't seen him before, but he's really cool.
He's lovely.
They all fit in really well.
Yeah. And it has the exact same format as always. Yeah. They, in one episode, the contestants have to bake three different things. You know, one is something that they have prepared, they've worked on. One is a blind, they don't even get to see it. They just get the recipe of it, and then it's a blind tasting where the judges taste each one in front of the contestants. And the contestants have to sit there and pretend that it's not theirs when they're getting compliments.
Yeah, I know. It's really funny. I love the third
one is they do a showstopper.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's lovely. They've even got the same beautiful little illustrations when they're describing what someone's going to make.
Yeah, they do too. Yeah.
So it's lovely. I had watched it before. I really enjoyed it, but I got into the Great British Bake Off like all the past seasons during COVID when we're sort of locked down. It just had that cozy feel about it.
Mary Berry.
Such a nice one.
Paul Hollywood, is that?
Paul Hollywood. And then the Australian one, Maggie Beer.
Maggie Beer and Matt Moran.
Yes. And I think Maggie Beer is supposed to be making an appearance in this season.
Yes, apparently. Yes.
So wait.
Make a guest appearance. It doesn't say when, what episode. I'm a week behind. No. I'm one episode behind, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm a
few.
There'll
be one on.
Yes.
Ready for me to watch. Look, speaking of the program, Great British Menu.
Bake Off.
Great British Bake Off. I watched a show, I think it was on Netflix, with Sue Perkins.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Sue Perkins, of course, was the original host with her friend. Do you remember years and years ago there was a show called Ladies Who Lunch?
Yes.
And they were the hosts. It was like a daytime thing. And the only reason we watched them was because of the fact that French and Saunders ran it. Anyway, Sue Perkins has gone on to do lots of different cool things. Like, do you remember that one where she ended up going into the same house or something and it was dressed up as a different era? And her and this guy, I think his name was Giles or Gil or somebody like that. And they would suddenly have to live and eat the way that people
in that decade
Edwardian period or something like that would live. It was really cool. So she's kind of good at that, thinking on your feet, just being yourself. So there's a series called Perfectly Legal on Netflix where she goes over to South America, different countries, and Central America, and wants to. She said, "I'm in my 50s now," or she was 50. She's 50. I'm 50. I want to do things that make me feel alive, where, you know, maybe things that are quite risky, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she ends up doing these incredibly risky things with usually a comedian from that country.
Okay.
You know, it's all set up.
They
don't pretend it's not. But what I thought was really interesting was, I'm trying to think where she was. I think she was in Mexico.
Mm.
And she's like, okay, now I'm going to go to Brazil. And then suddenly went, But then COVID hit.
Oh!
And then it shows her like in her house just eating the same meal all the time, like, yeah, you know, just doing what we all did. And then suddenly she goes, okay, now I can go again. And she's to like Brazil. 2 years later off to Brazil. There's not that many episodes, but I really enjoyed them. I watched them really quickly.
Yeah, fun.
Because I like her. Yeah. She's really cool. I know she's got I'm pretty sure there's another series of something else similar, yes, but I think she's in America that I want to keep. I want to try and find and watch, because those kind of comedian going on a travel trip are quite fun. They were, you know, like think of
Jack
Whitehall and his dad. Yeah, that kind of show. What was the other show that you watched?
I watched the first season of Luann and Sonia, Welcome to Crappy Lake.
Of course you did. So this is the Real Housewives old girls. I don't know what you call them, like alumni, or that, not part of it anymore.
They're not part of it, and it's not the Real Housewives legacy that's, I don't know what's happening with that, if it's been canned or what, but these two got, I guess, a spin-off show.
Yeah.
And if you take it 100% on face value, it's actually hilarious.
Oh, really?
It's really funny and entertaining. So Luann and Sonia.
It's basically Simple Life.
It's the Simple Life, but they've come out. The premise is that a TV producer who's obviously worked with those two came from this small town, and COVID hit and it didn't do, you know, the town any good. So he sort of said, can you go to my hometown? Don't make a fool of me, and go and help them out. And they're like, yeah, no problem. So what? Anyway, so Luann de Lesseps, she was a countess. She's not anymore, but she will not drop
elegance
that title.
Is wasted, my friend.
I mean, the number of times that song and the lyrics are brought up, it's pretty fun.
Oh, she wants some money.
So she got prepared for this show. She's got a stylist and she looks beautiful every single scene you see her in. She leaves her New York apartment to get on a private jet and she's dressed all in like a beautiful tailored white suit. She looks like she's going to go, I don't know, Saint-Tropez or something like that. And Sonia looks like she's going for a holiday on the Sunshine Coast.
So can I try and put it in a British comedy context? It's Patsy.
Yes.
And then Adina.
Yeah. But Adina would probably try to at least have something designer.
Well, she always tries.
Yeah. Like at least there's one scene where they're going catfishing. And Luann's in a nice dress, you know. I mean, it doesn't look like anything crazy, but you know it's a nice dress and a nice pair of boots. And Sonia is in like an old tie-dye razorback T-shirt and some really short denim shorts.
She's getting into character.
She's getting into character and she's on holidays in the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, I get it.
And I realize why those two were picked, because they did get along really well, but if you go back through the archives of Housewives, Sonia and Ramona Singer were always as thick as thieves, and when they went on holidays, they stuck by each other's sides and they were ridiculous.
They
as
were
anything,
out of control.
Out of control. I know why Ramona was not picked for this show, because she would have been so rude to everyone.
Oh, okay.
She
sure
is nasty and thinks everybody should be her help, whereas these two, you cannot give them enough credit for just getting in and not complaining.
Yeah, right.
Like they said, we're going catfishing, and they were like, all right, like I'll try it. And they said, you know, apparently you've got to catch or lure the catfish with your own hands and fingers. And they said, oh, so they'll just give you like a little nip. And the instructor's like, nah, I've lost a finger. And they went, oh, all right, I'll give it a go. And I thought, it's really, really humorous. And if you want something lighthearted and fun, go for it. Like, so, I was laughing out loud.
So if you – it definitely sounds like the kind of thing, if you remember enjoying The Simple Life.
Yes. Yeah.
This is – it's a no-brainer.
I think even if you didn't know the history of Luann and Sonia, you'd still get enough out of it to just be like, this show is nuts and it's hilarious.
Mm-mm.
Hilarious.
All right. Well, that sounds wonderful. What's it called again?
Luann and Sonia, Welcome to Crappy Lake.
Welcome to Crappy Lake. And that's obviously a Bravo thing.
It's a Bravo Peacock
show. Oh, okay.
Show.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Have you got anything else?
No, that's it.
Cool, because I've got a handwritten quiz for
old
us.
Old school, I
today.
Love it.
This quiz is simply called Who's Taller? Always a classic. Like to get it out. So many different famous people in the world. I'm going to give you two people, okay, and you have to tell me out of the two, which is taller.
All right, which is taller?
Kylie Minogue and Shakira.
Oh. Gosh, that's tough. In my brain, I'm honestly ping-ponging between the two. Shakira. That's Kylie.
I don't know.
Shakira
is 157 centimetres and Kylie Minogue is 152.
I got it right.
Well, you got it right when you said, yeah.
I said it first.
When you said it the first and then the third time. Yeah, you got it right. Who's taller, Kylie Minogue or Kylie Jenner?
Who's taller?
Yes.
Kylie Jenner.
Yes, she's 168 centimetres. Who's taller, Eddie Murphy or Mike Myers, the person whose name I couldn't remember for a good 10 minutes today?
Oh, you mean Austin Powers?
Yeah, that's who I thought.
Eddie Murphy.
He is, but only by 2 centimetres.
Whoa.
175 centimetres and Mike Myers is 173.
I love the visual in my head of all these celebrities in a very, you know, sweet line, lining up to
if you
be
could,
measured,
people,
the ruler.
Well, Google's really good. Because you only have to write the name and then H and it goes height. Well, they're 157
yeah,
or whatever it is.
But are they really?
Well, it doesn't matter. We're going by Google.
I know, but that's why I like the idea of them all just standing in a queue waiting to get measured with a, you know, a meter ruler by Google.
Do you? But no one at Google. It's just a Google car that drives past and
just
measures
their height. Just a Google,
height,
like, meter ruler.
Yeah.
Drives past and goes, 168 centimetres.
I think Tom Cruise, though.
Oh, he's like 47 centimetres.
And he'd be, but it would say 57 centimetres.
Yeah, because they'll like build him up before
yeah,
he gets cranky. And
Exactly. Jude Law versus Colin Farrell.
Jude Law's taller.
Do you know they're both the exact same height?
Stop it. That
yeah,
was a trick question,
sorry,
Leah.
178 centimetres. I said versus. 178, but maybe one of them's 0.5.
Maybe one of them needs to take their shoes off and measure it accurately.
I would say Colin.
Is taller.
What's my guess?
Nah.
Without the shoes on.
Judy, babe.
Okay. Rebel Wilson.
Ooh.
Or Margot Robbie.
Oh. I'm going to go Margot.
Yeah. By 10 centimetres.
Okay.
Rebel is 158 centimetres. Margot is 168.
158? That's short.
I know. I think that's like Madonna's height. All right, Chester. You're still the shortest out of all
yeah,
of these because you're a cat. Finally, John Travolta versus Henry Cavill.
John.
Yes, 188 centimetres versus 185, only 3 centimeter difference. Do you know the funny thing about most of them? I just randomly thought of people
yeah,
and paired them,
and
then
close,
their heights were quite close. In fact, the Rebel and Margot were the two that were that had the biggest difference. Oh, and the Kylie Minogue and Kylie Jenner. But yeah, weird, right?
Yeah.
So I must be really good, or don't know. Maybe Google told me to think it. Google told me to think it.
Yeah.
Look.
That's AI for you.
It is. Maybe I'm chat. GIO or whatever it is.
GIO.
I was trying to think
GIO
of
GIO chat.
Insurance. They're like, thanks for saying that. That's great. If you do have any problems with centimetres and metres, just pop onto your Google and ask what 188 centimetres is in feet. You'll get the answer. Not going to do it for you.
No, we don't get it. We don't understand.
We're just
it,
not going to do it. Look, on that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
I'm pretty sure I'm 160 centimeters.
Really? I don't remember what I am.
Maybe on a good day.